Yachas Kinim Parapes Mishnah Hey Chatas Mikan Vola Mikan Ustuma Bamsa. Somebody will have a Chatas Oof on one side and Olas Oof on the other side and a Kan Stuma in the middle. Two birds, one for a Chatas and one for an Ola, but he did not yet specify which one would go for a Chatas and which one would go for an Ola. And this Kan Stuma is in between the Chatas Oof and the Olas Oof. Parach Mina Emsa Lutzdarim. Echad Halach, Echad Halach. Lo Hikvid Klum. If the two birds in the middle, the Kan Stuma, both flew away, one flew to one side where the Chatas Oof was and got mixed up with that Chatas Oof, and one flew to the other side where the Olas Oof was and got mixed up with the Olas Oof, the person who owns these birds would not have lost anything. He can still bring all these birds for Kurbanos. He would simply say, the bird from the Kan Stuma that got mixed up with the Chatas should be brought as a Chatas. And the birth and the consumer that got mixed up with the Ola would be brought as an Ola, since he has not yet specified which one would be which. He can now say that the bird that got mixed up with the Chata should be a Chata, and the bird that got mixed up with an Ola should be an Ola. And the two birds that are brought as a Chata would be Kashan, the two birds that are brought as an Ola would be Kashan. Chazar Lamsa. And so I'm Yamusa. If the bird that got mixed up with the Chata flew back to the middle, and the bird that got mixed up with the Ola flew back to the middle, and those two birds got mixed up, we don't know which one flew from the Chatas and which one flew from the Ola, those two birds have to be put to death, since we don't know which one goes for a Chatas and which one would go for an Ola. Elu Yikrubu Chatov, Elu Yikrubu Olos. The two birds that are still on the side, the bird by the Chatas and the bird by the Ola, that did not fly back to the middle, they can still be brought, the Chatas and Ola, they're still kosher. Chazam. Oshaparacham and Ansa Lutzdadim. Hare Kulon Yemusu. Back to one of the two birds on each side flew back to the middle, and the din is that they had to be put to death. And now those two birds flew back to the side. Now all the birds have to be put to death. And since the two birds that flew to the middle, the din is they had to be put to death. And now they got mixed up with the birds from the side. The birds from the sides also had to be put to death. Or if after the two birds flew to the two sides, they now flew to the other side and got mixed up. In other words, the birds that flew to the Chatas now flew to the Ola and got mixed up with the Ola. And the bird that flew to the Ola now flew to the Chatas that got mixed up with the Chatas, and we don't know which one is a Chatas and which one is an Ola. They all have to be put to death. So the Chatas that gets mixed up with an Ola has to be put to death. Aim of being Tyre and Keneged B'nai Yonah, below B'nai Yonah, Keneged Tyre. An Isha or an Ethan has to bring a Khan, two birds, one for a Chatas and one for an Ola. Can bring either Tyre or B'nai Yonah, but they can't bring one Tor or one B'nai Yonah. They have to be consistent. Either both are Tyre or both are B'nai Yonah.
Okay. What's the case? A woman that brought a tour for a chata, and she brought a ben yona for her ola. She was supposed to bring a tour for her ola, since she already brought a tour for a chata. Tichba v'tavi olas a tour. She now has to bring another ola. She would bring a tour for her ola. As everything goes by the chata, whichever bird she brought for a chata, that's the bird she has to bring for her ola. So therefore, in this case, since she brought a tour for a chata, she has to bring a tour for her ola. Olas a tour v'chatasa ben yona. If she brought a tour for her Ola and a Ben Yonah for her Chatas, Tichba V'tavi Olasa Ben Yonah. She would now have to bring another Ola. Since she brought a Ben Yonah for her Chatas, she has to bring a Ben Yonah for her Ola also, so therefore she has to bring a Ben Yonah for her Ola. The Chatas is Iker, and since she brought a Ben Yonah for her Chatas, she has to bring a Ben Yonah for her Ola. Ben Avi Aymer Hochen Achar Rishon. Ben Avi disagreed that the Chatas is the Iker, and that whichever bird she brings for her Chatas, she has to bring for her Ola. Ben Avi said what's important is which one she was mafish first. If she was mafish a ben yona first, even if she was mafish for her ola, she has to bring a ben yona for her chatas also. If she was mafish a tour first, whether she was mafish for her ola for her chatas, she has to bring two tours. The isha she yaviyah chatasa umesa. Yaviyah yorshim ola. And isha was chayat to bring two birds, one for a chatas and one for an ola. And she brought her chatas and then she died before she had a chance to bring her ola. The yorshim, the people that inherit the property, would bring the ola for her. Now, even if she was not yet mafrish the Ola, she did not set aside a bird for Ola before she died. Even so, the Yorshim would be chayav to set aside a bird for Ola and bring it for her after her death. Olasa umesa lo yaviyo hayorshim chatas. But if the Isha brought the Ola before she died and didn't have a chance to bring a chatas until she died, in such a case, the Yorshim would not bring her chatas for her after her death. Even if she had already set aside a bird for her chatas before she died, the Yorshim still would not bring that chatas. The reason being is that the din is that a chatas shemesu ba'alea lemisa azla.
somebody who sets aside a chatas and then dies, that chatas is put to death. The chatas cannot be brought after the death of the baal.
This mission is actually going back on what we saw in the first parak. In the first parak, it said the two women that both had kinei stuma, they both had kinei, which they did not specify which one goes for chatas and which one goes for ola. And the both women had the same amount of kinei. For example, one woman had one kind, the other woman had one kind, or both women had two kinei, both women had three kinei, and all the birds got mixed up. We don't know which birds are for which woman. There's a din as the mission said that half of them are kosher. That the Kohen should bring half of them, but the other half should be put to death. The reason being is that since each woman has a certain amount of chatas and a certain amount of ola, each kind is one chatas and one ola. So for example, if each woman had three kinim, so each woman had three chatas and three ola, so we can only bring three chatas and three ola, another half would be puzzled. The reason being, if we bring four chatos, maybe we're bringing those four chatos from the birds of only one of the women. And she only has three chatos, and three of them have to be ola. So therefore, we can only bring three chatos and three ola. If we bring three chatos and three ola, we can't go wrong. And even if we bring all of them from the birds of one woman, that's okay, because she has three chatos and three ola. Now the Mishnah tells us, that which we say, machton kosher, umachton pasul, that half are kosher, the other half should be put to death, that's lechatchila. The Kohen came to Chacham, consulted with the Chacham, and said this was a case, that the women had kinei stuma, and they got mixed up. So the Chacham would tell him, go ahead and bring half, and the other half would be possible. But the Kohen ain't in them. But what happened is the Kohen did not know the din himself, and he didn't ask the Chacham. The case happened that the birds got mixed up. Acher flazu, ba'acher flazu. Each woman, for example, had one kind stuma. Stein lazu, ushtein lazu, shalosh lazu, ushalosh lazu. Or each woman had two kind stuma, or each woman had three kind stuma. And all the birds got mixed up. We don't know which birds belonged to which woman. And the Kohen did not know the din that half is kosher and half is pasul, and he went ahead and brought all of them. Also, kulan lamala. He went ahead and brought all of them and did the mitzvah adam lamala above the churah sikra. Mechtah kosher, mechtah pasul. The din is that half would be kosher and half would be pasul. The din is that a chatas ov has a different din than a olas ov, like we saw in the first mishnah of this mesechta. That a chatas ov, the hazah is done lamata, while an olas ov, the mitzvah has done, the squeezing out of the dam and the mizbeach is done lamala. And here he did all of it lamala, he did a mitzvah adam above the churah sikra. So therefore, only the olos are kosher. The chatos are pasul, because by a chatos, if you don't do the azal lamata, you do it instead lamala, they're pasul. So therefore, half are kosher and half are pasul, because by a kastuma, half is a chatos and half is an ola. So therefore, since all of them were brought lamala, like they did of an olos, only the olos are kosher and the chatos are pasul. Therefore, half are kosher and half are olos. Kulon lamata, mechta kosher, mechta pasul. But if he did the hazah of all the birds lamata from the churah sikra, in such a case, also the din would be that half would be kosher. But in this case, it would be the chatos that are kosher, and the olos would be pasul. As by an ola, if you do the mitzvah adam lamata, it's pasul. So therefore, only the chatos are kosher in this case, and the olos are pasul. Chetion lamala v'chetion lamata, esh lamala mechta kosher mechta pasul, v'esh lamata mechta kosher mechta pasul. If the Kohen went ahead in this case and brought half of them lamala, above the churah sikra, he did the mitzvah adam lamala, and the other half, he did lamata, he did the azah lamata. The birds that are brought lamala are half kosher and half pasul, and the birds that are brought lamata are half kosher and half pasul. The reason being is that maybe he brought all the birds that belong to one woman lamala, and all the birds that belong to the other woman lamata. The birds are all mixed up, we don't know which ones he brought lamala, which ones he brought lamata, but let's say he brought all the birds from one woman lamala and all the birds from one woman lamata. Each woman has half chatos and half ola. So the birds that he brought lamata from one woman are half kosher and half pasul. Since the ones that are olas are kosher, and the ones that are chatos, where that's always supposed to be done lamata, are pasul. And the birds that he brought from the other woman that he brought lamata mechurasik are also half kosher and half pasul. And that woman also has half chatos and half ola. And the chatos in this case are kosher, since the azal of chatos is supposed to be lamata underneath the churasik. While the olas are pasul, so therefore the Mishnah tells us that half are kosher and half are pasul. Now, even though it's possible that more than half are kosher, as maybe he brought the birds from one woman half lamala and half lamata, which would be the correct way, as each woman has half chatos and half olos, and the chatos are supposed to be lamata and the olos are supposed to be lamala. Now, even though these are kinei stuma, she did not specify which are chatos and which are olos, so how do we know which are chatos and which are olos? The answer is that since she didn't specify, when the Kohen does the hazah of a bird lamata, it automatically becomes a chatos. When he does a mitzvah adam lamala for one of the birds, it automatically is an olos. So therefore, in that case, if he brought half of the birth from one woman, Lamata, and the other half Lamala, half of the birth from the other woman, Lamata, and the other half Lamala, then all of them would be kosher. So it's possible that all the birds are kosher. But since we can't know for sure that that was the case, that he brought all the birds from one woman, half Lamala and half Lamata, and the other woman, half Lamala and half Lamata, since the birds are mixed up, and we have no way of knowing which is which, so therefore we have to assume that he brought all the birds from one woman, Lamata, and all the birds from the other woman, Lamata, so therefore the din is that half are kosher and half are puzzle.